first, and then we're going to go to Ed Tate in Winnipeg, who's waiting patiently. So questions for Raf in the room. Mitchell, kick us off.
Yeah, I guess, Raf, welcome back. That must have been, for at least you personally, you know, a great way to get back into the action.
Thank you. It feels good to be back out there playing, you know. It's just been waiting like almost a year now. And, you know, getting my first game in feels good. Yeah.
I guess the midfield for you guys there, yourself, Dante, Diego, you guys seem to connect incredibly well. You know, how did you feel that side of the game was for you guys? And obviously, you know, you ended up helping in on that goal.
Yeah, I felt good. I mean, we have something good going on there, good chemistry. Like I said, we've been working on it for the past 8 weeks of preseason. And Guti and Dante are players that I'm really familiar with, and I played with them 2020 in the bubble PEI. So, yeah, I know what they can do, and then, you know, just like I put my energy into it, and all three of us click, and it works out well. So, yeah.
Cool. Rafa, can you give us your impressions on the game today? You were excellent, and we were so glad you were able to last almost the whole game.
Sorry, say that again.
Can you give us your impressions on the game?
Honestly, I mean, I'm excited. It felt good to win, you know, just like going on the road, your first game, playing away from home is not easy, but yeah, kicking off with a win, you know, it's just it helps with the team confidence, collectively as an individual too, and I'm excited about that. Yeah, but just it's over now, you know, we just have to move again to the next one.
You guys were expecting to end up with a win tonight?
That is the main goal. That is the main goal. You gotta go out there and go win. You know, that's the reason why we worked so hard these 8 weeks. You know, we've gone really hard preseason games, and yeah, I can tell we have a good group of guys this year. And if you watch our training, it's crazy. You know, everyone is just going hard, and yeah, we're coming into this game with no doubt. You know, the confidence level was pretty high, even the last practice last night before the game, and on the way to the stadium today, through the warm up in the locker room, and you can feel the energy, you can feel it coming, and yeah, I'm so grateful that, you know, everything went our way and we kick it off with a win.
And finally, how is the chemistry between Andy, Diego, and all the players?
They're good players, you know. Just like you have a player like Andy who is just, man, this guy, it looks like all the time he's just having fun out there. You know, if you look at him, it looks like somebody who is not serious. He's just having fun. And yeah, Diego is also, I mean, very good footballer, you know, on the ball. And if you have players like that on your side, it makes the game easy for you. Yeah, so yeah. You're welcome.
A long trip now to the West Coast to play against Rovers. How does this game sort of boil you on to the cup and that test on midweek?
Honestly, there is nothing like big games, small games. We treat each game the same. We approach each game with the same mentality. And yeah, we play what is in front of us. Right now, today's game, to me, is irrelevant now. It doesn't matter anymore. It's done. We move on to the next one. You know, the focus is go back there, get our recovery in. We fly tomorrow. We train on Tuesday, and then we kick it off again on Wednesday. Same attitude, same mentality. Nothing changed. We don't drop standard.
You'll have, you must have at least one night to enjoy that you folks, because of goal difference, are the first place team. So until tomorrow, you'll enjoy that, right?
Of course, we're going to enjoy, you know, the enjoyment start on the bus ride back to the hotel. But as soon as we get back to the hotel, it's done now. It's done. We shift the focus to the next game. And that's something that in our staffs, they've just been, you know, instilling in us every day. Hey, guys, after practice, it's done. Even the mentality is the same thing. Even if you come, you watch Valo practice. When we practice, after practice is done, we move on. We move on to the next one. So, yeah, we're going to enjoy it. Yes, it felt good, you know, to enjoy it for the next 30 minutes or, you know, an hour. But after tonight, it's done. Yeah.
Any more questions in the room for Raf? Thomas?
After helping a lot on the first goal, how much confidence was added to your team?
It was good, you know. It felt good to kick it off with the first goal. I mean, I had opportunity first half to put one in, but that was unfortunate. But, you know, I just keep believing, you know, we just keep going. And, I mean, kicking up with the first goal was good for my confidence at the same time, you know, for the team confidence. And, yeah.
Any more questions in room for Roth? I know that Ed is in back in Winnipeg just waiting to chat here, so let's just bring him in if we can. Just 1 second, I'll connect to him. Thank you, Roth.
Okay, Ed, you've been waiting patiently. Over to you.
Okay, thanks. Hey, Raph, well done today. You've talked so much about how emotional this would be today. Maybe take me through your morning and you know, the moments leading up to when the game started and what you were kind of dealing with emotionally.
So it kicks in a little bit last night. Honestly, as just me going to bed, I was just thinking about the game the whole time. Feels a little bit unreal. I was just in my feelings a little bit, you know, thinking about that through the 11 months of rehab. And yeah, the last thing I said to myself before going to bed was, hey, you know what? I did it. I'm grateful. You know, I'm grateful to God. You know, my faith always comes first. I give thanks to God, and I went to sleep, and I woke up this morning with a good feeling, you know, a good feeling I'm going out there to ball out. And then the second time I felt it again, it was just like just before the ref blew the whistle. Again, it was a little bit unreal. I was just saying to myself, Raph, you're back again on this field. It's first CPL game after a year. But yeah, after that, you know, I was just back to myself, my normal self, and I was just enjoying myself out there.
Just one more for me, Raph. A lot of guys making their debuts for Valor today because there's been such a makeover with this team. How do you think a lot of the new guys did? Because, you know, the scoreboard says one thing, but what did you like about the new faces?
Again, I said it again, just good chemistry. You know, at the beginning of the first day of preseason, we knew what we had, you know, a bunch of individual, you know, qualities, but you know, the goal was to put it together, and well, I'm happy, you know, with what I see, that the pieces are finally, you know, been put together by our staff, and I thought they did very well. You know, some of them have not played the CPL game, they don't know what the level is like, but watching, you know, previous games and also hearing from veterans like, you know, myself, Guti, guys that have been in the league before, you know, it helps them, you know, to understand what this level is like. And yeah, I'm happy with their performance, you know, the way they perform out there. It looks good. They don't even look like players that are playing CPL for the first time. Yeah, so they look good out there.
Right on. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Eddie. Ed, I'll see you in Winnipeg.
Thank you, Ed.
You're welcome.
Just one more question from Darnell
here. Okay.
Just wondering, could you speak about the importance to you of some of the advocacy work you've been doing and being able to get Sarku equipment back to Ghana?
Oh, good question. You know, it's just, yeah, again, I believe a lot in giving back to the community. One thing I learned from my parents is there's nothing better than helping people. And just I've said it before in my previous interviews, you know, it's just there are kids out there that struggle to get even to get afford soccer cleats. So what I do is at the end of every year, I put a big box in the locker room, talk to my teammate. If you have a cleat or whatever you have, runners that you want to get rid of, just toss it in the big box, and I ship it to Africa. Sometimes, you know, twice a year, or sometimes once a year, or some, even when I have a day off, I just, you know, just go to Value Village, go to the thrift store, and I get whatever I find there. I buy it with my own money, and I put it in a box and ship it back to Africa, and just give to kids out there that cannot afford shoes and stuff. So yeah, it's something that is on my heart, and yeah, again, I enjoy doing it. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man.
Yeah. Rough.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You guys.
has loved Rafa Wien. Huh? We couldn't shut him off.
He made me wait.
So what happens when you win games?
Yeah. Hey guys, how's everyone?
Okay, guys, we'll take questions in room first, and then we'll go to Ed on Zoom. So Mitchell, why don't you kick us off?
Phil, we talked before this match about the importance of, you know, starting the season with a win on the road. Also last year, I guess it's a difficulty maintaining leads. You're able to do both of those fairly well in this opening match. How pleased are you with the overall performance?
Very, very. You never know. You see indicators in preseason, but it's not a real competitive match. Yes, there's a competition factor, but nothing could replicate what a real game is. And everyone wants to start well. Everyone wants to... these guys, everyone wants to start building what the season's going to be like, and I think we responded well. I think that, you know, to maintain a lead, you need maturity, you need players to understand the moments and deal with them, and we need guys that are willing to pay the price. And I think that today everyone wanted this badly, and everyone wanted to contribute, and I saw a team that fought for what they got out there today.
And speaking of contributions, the midfield trio of Raf, Campbell, and Gutierrez they're pretty dominant on the ball today on, you know, both sides of the ball. Your thoughts on their performance and, you know, the architecture of this win?
Very good. I'm very happy with the midfield. I think that in the off season it's something that we addressed because we felt we had been a bit light in options, and also the versatility and flexibility that it brings us. I think that, you know, you add the Marcello in there that had been very good all preseason, but had a knock leading to this game. Dante, we knew what he could bring to the table. Even a player that like JP that came in today is a young Canadian that's going to contribute for U21 minutes 100%. Kevin, I think that we have options, and when you have options, there's competition, and players know they have to be sharp and work and make sure that every time they're called to help the team, they do it. Raf is just a joy, right? Raf is a guy that was in an already short career, because that's what it is when it comes to a footballer. There's one that was taken away from him, but maybe one season that was taken away from him, but maybe that helped him come back into the game better. And I saw that in Raf throughout the recovery process and leading to the first game. It was a special one for him.
Phil, part of this makeover, it has to be with a lot of tall players. We saw number 15, very tall,
yeah.
Very
6'6".
And then you see a lot of good tall players there. It's part of the requirements for you?
Yeah, I like models, you know. look, we don't look at that. I think there's the game, and in the game there's positions that, you know, naturally it helps, but it's not something that we look at when we're building the team. We look first and foremost at the player. If you're normally, when you're tall like that, could come maybe you being a bit slower on a turn, and how you gonna deal with the spaces in behind might be a challenge. So for us, we look at the player as a whole. If a player is tall and we could take advantage of situations in the air, like set plays and even in run of play, it's a plus for the team.
This season you are having a great success so far.
Hey, relax.
Last year you were able to get by, but this year you got Andy, Diego, you got a lot of good players, and part of your goal is to end up on the playoffs.
I think every team in the CPL wants to step in the playoffs. Every team starts with the ambition to get in that run that's going to lead them to the playoff. It's normal, the number of teams, and I think that for us, it's a game at a time. We want to be in the playoffs for the first time, of course. We want to be able to bring playoffs to Winnipeg. But it's so far, guys. We have to relax too, right? We played one game, and yes, it was good, but you know, ask me all these questions in 5 or 6 games, and then I'll have a better assessment of everything.
Ryan Yesley, very solid, and he's your number one this year. What is keeping him going?
No, Ryan is good, right? Ryan is has tools for a goalkeeper that are undeniable, and he needed to grow. He needed games. He needed the trust and the confidence of the coaching staff to tell him, hey, buddy, this is you right now. We're not looking for anyone else. It's going to be your spot until you give us reasons to think different. But Ryan, it's his personality. It's what he brings to the table also outside of the field. He's someone that, you know, he has a contagious personality. He's a fighter. He's someone that nothing was given to him ever. He had to go and get it. And... you know, again, you'll see good things. I have no doubt that Ryan is going to have a good season this year.
And cup game coming up in a few days against a challenging League One team.
Yeah.
What sort of the mentality going to Swan Garden in the season?
The same. For now, it's recover the guys because we have a 5-hour flight tomorrow morning, and we play in 72 hours. So for now, it's recover the guys. I'm not even going to talk about that game today. I probably won't talk about that game tomorrow. Our strain will be the flight. And we talk about the Canadian Championship game on Tuesday. I really think that, you know, we need to go one step at a time. Today was York. Now is rest. And maybe later Monday or Tuesday will be the cup game.
Part of that was also down to Anthony Novak, second goal tonight. Just wanted to get your opinion on sort of how Anthony's been coming along, especially given that he missed last season with the injury and all that. Just his comeback and sort of to get the goal today as well.
Another one, right? That needed a bit of, he needed someone to trust. He's a little bit like the situation of Rafoi. He never quits. You know, when you go through adversity and you think at some point that maybe the game's going to be taken away from you, you start thinking things differently and you grow in many cases. And sometimes that growth is taking your career a little bit more serious. I'm not saying I didn't know Novak before. I know the character and the individual now. And he's just a pleasure to have around. He's a guy that's going to enjoy every day and enjoy training and be committed to what we're going to bring. And I think that when you're honest in your work and the way you do things, there's good that's going to come to you. So it's another one that I'm happy to see score. And Novak is Novak. You don't forget, right? He scored a lot in this league. He's someone who manages to find the right spaces in the right moment, and that's him. Happy for him, and now we have to keep going. Thank you.
Well, Novak scoring for you guys from playing for the Blue Devils years ago in League One Ontario, and now your new guy, Matthew Chandler, the 6'6" defender,
yeah,
played for Blue Devils just last year. So Oakville will be just as happy as
good
you guys. But with League One Canada now going, they're promising their form can form. Manitoba will have a couple of teams.
It's
like the local soccer is going to pick up when you could, you know, like Oakville is going to say, wow, we can make it to the big leagues.
That's a question that has so many layers to it. But the more pro-like environments we create in this country, the better chances we'll have players in put in a position to succeed, to grow, to learn through the game. I think that, you know, a League One is that other layer. there's already a frame and an environment that allows for a consistent competition for players. So that's a good thing. That's going to be important. Now us, you know, with the cap restrictions, with the number of players we could sign, and the limit and those players, we need to be open to those to look at the lower leagues. We need to be open to look abroad and not just focus on, you know, who's been in the league or who's the next guy in line, who could accumulate minutes from the league. I think that we need to look at every player with an open mind.
Thank you. Any other questions in the room for Phil?
Seeing that you guys had a very good second half, what was done at halftime to get
I think we had a good first half. I think there were, it was a matter of details. I think we addressed components of our pressure from the front. I think that we knew we were one or two balls away. Like you see a guy like Pacific got through a few times and was close to creating a chance. And we knew we just needed to be a bit more clinical, a little bit, care a little bit more for the ball. I think the game, you look at statistically, both teams under 300 passes. It was a game that allowed for a lot of action, good for fans. But you see, I like the pass count, but I like also to be very aggressive in the way we attack. So I feel that, you know, the openings were there. We just needed to be a little bit sharper. And I think that with a better press in the second half, especially the first 25 minutes until the second goal, we were able to create also more by recovering balls higher on the field. Then, of course, we had to suffer. Well, of course, it's normal. It's football. The other team wants to win too, and our guys paid the price. So, yeah, at that point in time, we're trying to survive, and I think we did a good job there.
Questions in the room before we go, Thomas?
So obviously Joaquin comes back from injury, Novak comes back from injury, players like Neil and Gabar making their debuts. How impressed were you with how this team sort of came together right off the bat and got a good performance?
Look, today it was good. Today it was good. Nothing will matter if we're not able to repeat performance. And a lot of people talk about, you know, the 22 points loss when we had a lead. Or the fact that we couldn't find consistency. Those are answers that we'll see through time. Today, I think we have to be very happy in the way our guys approached the game, very happy on the way we committed. But again, if we can't repeat it, it doesn't mean much. Someone asked me about, you know, getting the first win, and what crossed my mind right away is, man, we have about 13, 14 more to go if we want to reach the objectives. So, you know, it's a long journey. It's a marathon. So we have to stay grounded and keep pushing. But today, very happy.
Any other questions before we go to Zoom? Okay, great. Mr. Tate is waiting patiently.
Ed, over to you in Winnipeg.
I just think everything's been asked already. Philip, thanks very much for...
Ed, what's up?
How are you?
Is it cold?
Yes. I was shoveling snow off my front lawn today, so there you go.
Snow, okay. Good.
I think you just answered the question I was going to ask, Philip, but you've been saying all along you've had so much... you were very comfortable with the changes you made, but what does this a performance like today maybe do to build confidence in the room?
It reassures you, right? It reassures the team. There's the win. There's the way you achieve the win. And then there's, you know, in such a short amount of time when you get such a high number of new players coming in, the first question is, are they willing to pay the price for each other? Are they willing to work with each other? And I think today there was no doubt that the guys worked for each other out there. They worked as a team. They committed to what we had proposed as a game plan. We knew we were playing a team. We couldn't back off, give them too much space. I have to rewatch the game. I still think there's things we need to grow in there. Just seeing them come together, not so much in the football side because that takes time, but in the way they worked for and with each other. That for me was the most important.
Thank you, sir. That's perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate your time.
Good. Good. Hey, you guys are by far the best media. Oh. There's always 20 people.
He's got a win in the bag and he's still that nice.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.